back to the scene there.
Mark. Oh, it's the accident. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of thoughts going back there. I mean, you know, good and bad. You know, mostly good, though. But, you know, it's the past. I've gotten over that that game and that play. You know, just really trying to just look forward from here on out.
Yeah, how special is this homecoming-wise, seeing all your family, your friends, folks? Like, how big a contingent will be up there for you?
Well, I mean, it won't be too big, but, you know, it's just more about the atmosphere playing up there. And, you know, it's a special place to me, but at the same time, you know, we got a game to win. That's the most important.
Brian, do you think it was a terrible thing to happen, but do you think because of that happening there, it helped change the rules some?
I mean, I guess so. You know, if you look at it, there's, I think that play was kind of an example, you know, of the rule change. You know, it's unfortunate it happened. Obviously, I wish I never got hurt, but if it can prevent, you know, further injuries in the future, it's a good thing.
All right, can you talk about Eli? He's had his struggles this year, but Bill talked about he's just the winning quarterback regardless.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, obviously, they're 0-2 right now, and, you know, if you ask him, I'm sure he'll say he hasn't played his best football, but we all know how quickly he can turn that around and what kind of, you know, arm and accuracy he has. And when he gets going, you know, he's as good as anybody.
Because they're dangerous, you know that. And they're going to be so hungry at 0-2.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think every team's hungry. I mean, every game. If you're not, you probably shouldn't be in the NFL. You know, this is a very important game for us, but it's a very important game for us because it's our next one. And I'm sure they have the same mindset. You know, we're going to expect their best game, and we're going to try to bring ours.
Ryan, how did your brother become a Cowboys fan and a family of Giants fans?
Well, they were pretty successful back in the day. So, you know, I mean, he watched a lot of football, and he was a big, you know, a Dallas fan, and, you know, especially all the years and stuff. And I don't know. You know, my dad was kind of a Giants fan, and my brother always kind of did opposite of what my dad did. I don't know if that was kind of in spite of him or just to kind of get him going a little bit, because he's a fiery guy and he can get going very easily. But, yeah, I kind of was thrown into that, a little brainwashed a little bit by my brother, and very influenced by him.